Portland, rioters target federal officers with fireworks, explosive. By Paul Bois on June 20, 2025. Rioters in Portland on Wednesday night were seen assaulting law enforcement with fireworks and explosives. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, shared video of the assault from rioters opposed to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, operations. Last night, Portland rioters violently targeted federal law enforcement. 250 rioters launched fireworks, shined lasers in officers' eyes to temporarily blind them, and stormed an ICE field office, said the DHS. Ultimately, five individuals were arrested on various charges, including assault on federal law enforcement. "We won't sit idly by and watch these cowards. Our officers are facing a 413% increase in assaults against them as they put their lives on the line to arrest murderers, rapists, and gang members," it added. Secretary Noem's message to the rioters is clear: "You will not stop us or slow us down. ICE and our federal law enforcement partners will continue to enforce the law. And if you lay a hand on a law enforcement officer, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law." As Breitbart News reported on Thursday, a Texas man was charged with allegedly planning to target police officers with fireworks during the recent anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles. The U.S. Department of Justice charged 48-year-old Gregors Vandenberg with transporting explosives in interstate commerce with the knowledge and intent that sick, they would be used to kill, injure, or intimidate individuals, per CBS News. Vandenberg visited a travel center in Lordsburg, New Mexico, on June 12, where he allegedly purchased various fireworks and explosive devices. During the purchase, he reportedly asked for help in choosing fireworks that could be thrown directly at people to cause harm. He told store employees that he was prior Special Forces military and claimed he could make pipe bombs, the DOJ said in its press release. Vandenberg further stated that he was traveling to Los Angeles, California, for the riots, with the intent to kill law enforcement officers or government officials. Vandenberg also allegedly asked staffers for the largest explosives available while asking an employee to join him and his platoon in California. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.